first and foremost, be honest. And then secondly, be preemptive. Don't wait till the last minute to go into work to renegotiate a lease. And when you go in, be sure to have all of your facts, your sales numbers, your gross receipts, all of the economics that would affect and justify your request to get a rent reduction or whatever it might be when you meet with the landlord. You will find that landlords are very receptive to working with you if you're honest with them, if you approach them early on, and if you have all of your facts in black and white on paper that you can present to them that unequivocally justify the need for assistance.
Welcome to another NFIB California podcast. Our podcasts aim to provide a deeper look into the state issues of the day affecting Main Street small business owners. My name is Tony Malandra, NFIB California's senior media manager. We're proud to have this podcast supported in part by Five Star Bank, serving customers through specialized banking solutions for entrepreneurs, business owners, and community leaders in Northern California. Each podcast invites a special guest to speak on a topic of his or her expertise. Today's guest brings a wealth of knowledge on an issue of huge importance to small business owners, the land their enterprises sit on, and the retail generated from their businesses. In surveys of NFIB member small business owners, 54% pay rent on the building they operate their enterprises from, 40% own the building, and 79% pay rent or pay a mortgage on property they use for business purposes. In NFIB's quadrennial Small Business Problems and Priorities report, property taxes came in fourth among 75 issues of concern to small business owners, a four-place jump from its 2016 rank. Here to host this podcast is NFIB California State Director John Kabatek. Welcome, John. Why don't you tell us about today's guest?
Thanks so much, Tony. I'm proud to host this podcast today, and we're so excited to have our very special guest, Ken Nowak. Ken Nowak is a Sacramento native and longtime land and retail specialist, and currently serves as Senior Managing Director for Newmark Cornish & Carey Commercial Real Estate. Prior to joining Newmark, he had been affiliated with Sacramento-based Grubb & Ellis for 17 years and Camry Commercial for 13 years, as a land and retail specialist where he was consistently recognized as a top producer. Along the way, Ken developed production housing, mini storage, warehouses, retail, and office projects throughout Northern California. Ken loves the great outdoors as much as he does real estate. He's a retired soccer player and pilot, cyclist, and avid mountaineer. It seems there's no mountain too high for Ken Nowak to climb, be it in the professional world, the great outdoors, or our community. Ken Nowak, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, John. It's nice to be here.
Well, Ken, first of all, I guess one of the questions I'd ask you, maybe off the top, is how did you get involved in this industry? How did you jump right into it? Certainly amazing times and amazing industry, but how'd you get involved?
That was 45 years ago, John. I don't know where the time goes, but quite a long time ago. And I was offered a job opportunity actually in Santa Rosa, California, in the home building industry. That is what got me into the real estate, and I built homes for many years over there and then started to develop other kinds of projects, and then ultimately was intrigued with the land brokerage business, which got me into land brokerage and out of home building, and then ultimately with land brokerage, your developers typically want you to take it to the next step, which got me into retail leasing and the sale of leased investments, and you know, the rest is really history, and I've kind of stuck with the land brokerage side of the ledger.
That's wonderful. Well, these times have been crazy, Ken. This COVID pandemic is a new rodeo. Somebody said, you know, there's been no playbook for this for anybody. You know, folks in the capital, folks out there in the community, small businesses, and certainly I know retail commercial folks like you. You know, how has the pandemic changed the face of retail commercial space, good and bad, Ken?
Yeah, it's really been a very interesting dynamic that I don't think any of us would necessarily experience in a lifetime. And here we are in the middle of it, hopefully coming out of it. Yeah. It hit most everybody hard. with perhaps the exception of those that were focused on essential needs like grocery stores and pharmacies and so on and so forth. One of the dynamics that really occurred that one would expect is it unfortunately weeded out those retailers that were very frankly just hanging on otherwise. And that's because obviously consumer spending went down. And people having the ability to get out and socialize, i.e. restaurants, went away as we were all restricted to our homes and so forth. And the trickle-down effect of all of that literally affected the lenders, the landlords, the tenants, and very frankly, you know, the consumer as well. So it was an all-encompassing dynamic and one that I am hopeful that we can sort of say is forthcoming to be behind us. But a tough row.
Yeah. Amen to that. You know, I think we've all grown stronger through this, but certainly, especially the small business owners we represent that, you know, and you work with so often, you know, are still so very uncertain. Well, with this disruption of the economy, Ken, what are some of the trends we're seeing in the commercial leasing market? Is it shorter lease terms? Is it businesses that are having more leverage with landlords? Are markets decreasing? What are you seeing? What are we feeling?
Yeah, it's a great question. And a lot of that, particularly in the retail industry, is affected by what we call location, location, location. So a lot of your AAA, you know, main and main type of retail locations weren't necessarily affected as seriously as what I would call B and C types of enterprises. And that's kind of true as a rule of thumb in real estate in general, but it was particularly indicative in this. As far as shorter term leases, businesses having more leverage over landlords, yes, there was some of that, but a lot of it was actually restructuring. There was a significant amount of restructuring that went on, particularly in the leasing market, wherein tenants just couldn't pay the rent. Landlords worked with them and either deferred rent and amortized it over the following calendar year, or deferred rent and tacked on the rent to the back end of the lease by extending the lease term, and various types of creative formulas like that to help the tenant get through, because it's a whole lot easier to work with an existing tenant that's been successful than it is for them to perhaps fail and then have to go out and re-release the space, for example.
Sure. Well, I know the old saying, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. Ken, we probably have seen these past couple of years, maybe more than a few examples of that. In your world, I mean, is there a new wave of opportunity that really presents itself in the face of the changing brick and mortar traditional outlets? What is that, if so?
Yeah, great question. You know, changing brick and mortar, you know, in brick and mortar retail, change is the constant. It is constantly changing to meet the consumer demands, because consumers are very demanding and always want something new. But some of the dynamics that we've seen occur are a significant amount of downsizing of a lot of your major retailers, you know, like your Targets, your Walmarts, your Nordstroms, even your Amazons, your Best Buys, your Petcos. All of them down have come out with prototypes that are far smaller, like a Target that's 135,000 square feet. We're seeing 40,000 foot neighborhood Targets. We're seeing neighborhood Walmarts. We're seeing Nordstrom, for example, come out with a pop-up where they don't carry any inventory. And you come in, you look at the merchandise, and then ultimately you order it online and perhaps pick it up at the store. So a lot of very interesting reactions to brick and mortar from that perspective. I think it is important to recognize that with COVID and with e-commerce and the significant influx of e-commerce because of COVID, a lot of people say, well, what's going to happen to brick and mortar ultimately? Well, the bottom line is that brick and mortar will never go away, because people like the shopping experience of physically going out and touching and feeling. And then very often they may not purchase or make a purchase transaction on site at the brick and mortar. They may go back and then order it online. But as far as brick and mortar going away, which is sort of a misnomer and people get all worried about, fear not. Brick and mortar is not going away. It's not only a consumer need, but it's also a social need, to be honest.
Yeah, sure. Well, as you heard from my little intro there, you know, a good majority of NFIB members, and frankly, small business owners for that matter, can, as you know, rent their property. Right. Big issue these past couple of years as well, as in terms of the concerns of rising costs, et cetera. What steps, if any, do you think a small business owner can take to really better safeguard against increasing rents, higher costs there, you know, protecting themselves can in the event of another health crisis like this? What steps can they take? We'll be back with more from Ken Nowak right after this.
Hi, I'm James Beckwith, President and CEO of Five Star Bank. We are excited to help bring you this series of podcasts focused on small business concerns in conjunction with the NFIB. When Five Star Bank was founded in 1999, it was business and community leaders, local entrepreneurs, who wanted to create the sort of personalized banking services they desired themselves. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. A true understanding of the needs of small business owners. I know a meaningful relationship with a banker can be hard to find. At Five Star Bank, we are responsive, understand your business, and are committed to your success. We want to be a part of your growth and a valued partner supporting your vision and your dreams. You'll find direct access to a banker, complete online and mobile business banking you need to succeed. As an SBA preferred lender, let us help you with your startup business or existing business. If you're looking to make a change, please give us the opportunity to demonstrate what our personalized banking services could mean for you. I promise you individual attention from our colleagues who understand your business and are as committed to your success as you are. You can find us online at fivestarbank.com.
We're back with Ken Nowak.
To be honest with you, be an essential business. Those are sort of COVID-proof and catastrophe-proof. And obviously, if you aren't in that kind of a business, you have to be very, very, very creative. And it's very important to sort of be creative, you know, or be cautious right up front when you're going to negotiate your new lease. And I'll jump into that for a moment, because that's a really a critical part. And when you're negotiating a new lease, some of the things that you really want to consider right up front as a tenant are exclusives. You want to make sure that nobody in the shopping center is going to be competing with you. So that's important. You're going to want to make sure that you have some sort of rental increase caps, fixed increases, mm-hmm. for example, maybe not tying your rent to the CPI, but rather having a fixed increase formula, because nobody knows what the CPI is going to do, A. And B, it's easier to budget when you have a fixed increase forecasting-wise and projection-wise than being based upon something that nobody can necessarily predict. Landlord management fees, you know, keep an eye on those. Triple net costs, mm-hmm. when you go into a new shopping center, you know, you want to know what those triple net costs are going to be, because they can be exorbitant and they can hurt you because they are unpredictable. Triple net costs are the taxes, the insurance, and the common area maintenance. Look at the vibrancy of the center. Look at the tenant mix. Are you a complementary tenant to that shopping center, and are you going to survive as a complementary tenant or not? Look at the probable loss of a key anchor leaving and making the shopping center less desirable, less foot traffic, and that may impact you as well. Look at the quality of your landlord. Is he a pride of ownership landlord? Is the shopping center going to always look sharp and attract consumers? All of those kinds of things are important. Look at the responsiveness of the landlord to issues in the shopping center. And the only way you can find that out is interview some of the other tenants in the shopping center and see how they feel about their landlord before you sign a lease. And very importantly, hire a qualified, seasoned broker to keep you out of trouble.
That last one is really key. I keep hearing, you know, and a lot of people can kind of fly blind on this and, you know, without any knowledge. I mean, it really, in your opinion, Ken, it really is important to have a broker, a professional leasing agent right there as your advocate, correct? Or I don't want to put words in your mouth. Maybe some people can do it on their own.
Yeah.
But how important do you think that is?
Well, I think it's very important, because we are in the trenches every day. We see every imaginable aspect of an issue that a tenant may face or a landlord may face. And the interesting dynamic is the landlord pays the broker's fee, if you will. That's generally the way it is. There's few occasions where there may be a tenant rep situation where you're exclusively representing the tenant and the tenant pays you, but 99 times out of 100, the fee is going to be paid by the landlord. So any tenant should not be reserved in retaining a professional to help navigate the complexities of leases today, which are getting more and more complex rather than less complex, and all of the nuances that come with locating in a particular shopping center or wherever it may be.
Well, that's interesting. You talk about a little bit of the sign of the times. And how long do you see this trend, Ken, continuing for lease disruptions? You know, is this going to be for the foreseeable future? Is this the new normal? How long do you see it happening?
You know, my feeling is that, and my experience today is that we're coming out of this COVID environment for two reasons. Obviously, the vaccine is helping with the herd immunity and so on and so forth. But to be very honest with you, I mean, people are being cautious and we're seeing, you know, less and less incident. But very frankly, people are tired of it and they're anxious to get back into the mainstream. But we have to do that very, very carefully and very cautiously, so that we don't, you know, go right back into a pandemic. So from my perspective and all of the experience I'm having in leasing and selling right now, we're on the upswing coming out of it, and people are psychologically on the upswing. I'm getting lots more calls from the likes of restaurants and what I would call a variety of other non-essential users that are ready to expand and ready to go. You know, gyms, fitness centers, all of those kinds of things which really got hit hard initially, they're starting to come back into the fray aggressively, and it's significant, and there's a very positive attitude about it, and mm-hmm. everybody's excited.
Well, are you finding our businesses taking less space right now when they're up for renewal, or are they kind of holding steady with what they've got? What are your folks and the agents out there finding?
Yeah, it's a good question. Depending upon the nature of the business, on renewals, they're either renewing because they're obviously being very successful and they're maintaining the status quo with the size of their space, or they are in a necessary expansion mode because they foresee an opportunity coming out of COVID, or very frankly, they had a very, very busy time during COVID, paradoxically, and need more space. So we're seeing a little bit of, you know, a little bit of both, either just a renewal based upon what your existing space is or pursuing the expansion. And as I indicated earlier, a number of the larger junior anchor tenants are going to prototypes that are significantly smaller just to be able to enter neighborhoods where they otherwise couldn't because of their large floor plates.
And, you know, the other thing that I think we hear on a lot of our small business owners' minds is just, you know, renegotiating lease levels, right, when it's time. And you know, or if they're in the middle of a lease, you know, many of them are concerned about cost and what they can afford. You know, any advice you can give listeners out there, small business owners and others, on how to best approach a landlord about, you know, lease reduction?
Yeah.
How to negotiate that?
Yeah, that's another great question. First and foremost, be honest. And then secondly, be preemptive. Don't wait till the last minute to go in to work to renegotiate a lease. And when you go in, be sure to have all of your facts, your sales numbers, your gross receipts, all of the economics that would affect and justify your request to get a rent reduction or get a rent abatement or whatever it might be when you meet with the landlord. You will find that landlords are very receptive to working with you if you're honest with them, if you approach them early on, and if you have all of your facts in black and white on paper that you can present to them that unequivocally justify the need for assistance.
That's terrific. Well, a lot of great stuff covered here, Ken. We really appreciate it. I guess I'd ask you, maybe give you kind of the floor, if there was any kind of final thoughts. There's things you're out there talking to groups. Any other advice you'd give our listeners, give the small business owners, just give Californians during these times that are still, as you said, still very uncertain, still fragile, but hopefully we're going to make our way through this soon. What would you tell folks out there?
Keep your chin up, be conservative and cautious. plan well, particularly if you're starting a new business. Do a business plan. Do an articulate business plan for yourself. Be candid with yourself. Don't over project what you think you will be able to generate in new business. It's important to be conservative. I think that shopping centers continue to be vibrant. When you're locating a spot to locate, you know, be tough, be very discerning, find the best possible location you can, and don't settle for anything less, because so much of success is location, location, location. And that's important, along with being a complement to a particular shopping center. But as I described in a number of the dynamics that you want to be careful of when you're going to lease something, just take into consideration all of those as you're looking around. But I think the future is positive. I think it's upbeat, particularly in Sacramento. And I think it's exciting. And there's certainly an opportunity for tenants to do well, so long as they're well prepared and they don't overextend themselves.
That's wonderful. Well, the only other advice that I'll say for maybe offline is, what's the best mountains to climb and ski these days? as we're finding recreation more and more popular. So I hope you can shed some light on that, because I know you're an expert there as well.
That's a tough one. There's so many great options out there.
That's true. Well, I'm glad, gosh, you're such a busy guy and doing so many wonderful things. It's great that you also have that time to just kind of release as well. Ken Nowak, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. If people are interested in finding out more about you or Newmark, how can people connect with to find out more about your company and what you guys are doing?
Sure. I mean, the best way to reach me is either on my email at ken.nowak@nmrk.com, or you're certainly always welcome to give me a call at 916-747-6442. And I promise to get back to you within 24 hours.
Ken Nowak. Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much for your very valuable and highly informative insights on this podcast. We've got a lot of small business owners, again, fragile, uncertain, questioning what to do, most of them renting, but many of them owners, you know. But either way, just knowing what the market's like, and most importantly, what they need to know and do these days, Ken, as we make our way through this. So thank you for that very, very much.
You're most welcome.
Thank you, John. And thank you, Ken Nowak, for your valuable and highly informative insights on this podcast. Again, we'd like to thank Five Star Bank for its generous support of this and future podcasts. You can find all NFIB California's podcasts at nfib.com/ca/podcasts. You can also find our podcasts on your favorite podcast app by searching NFIB California. I would also like to thank Multipoint Content Strategies for its production of this podcast. You can learn more about them at multipointstrategies.com. Why podcasts for small business? It has been NFIB's educational mission for 78 years to remind policymakers that small businesses are not smaller versions of big businesses, and that a one-size-fits-all rule, regulation, or tax can do Main Street enterprises more harm than good. We hope these podcasts aid in better understanding. Finally, thank you to our listeners. If you like what you heard, please share this episode, subscribe, and give us a positive rating. We would appreciate it.